page Resh Mem Hey, that's in the middle of Shin Ayin Hey Sif Gimel. We finished the Mechaber. So we have these Amudim, these pillars, which are between the Malpeses and the Chotzer. And they belong to both of them, but depending on the height. So if it's easier, Nichale, for whoever it's Nichale, it becomes theirs. Or if it's hard for both, or easy for both, then it belongs to both of them. And then you have a problem. Then you can't carry, like a wall which belongs to both, nobody can carry there. Kelim Sheshav Subabayis can't go there. Kelim Sheshav Subachotza, anyway you can carry around in Chatzelus, in Gagas, as we know. And then we have the last Mishabur, the Shaila, if it's, because we always have from above, besides the being called hard, if it's low 10, it's also hard if it's far away horizontally. So then we have this, I think it's the Musavik Shaila. If something is hard for one person, because he has to lift it 10, but the other one, double hard. It's hard because he has to lower 10 and he has to go 4. Does that mean Yen is worse off than you or not? Claire, so you've got it hard, but Yen's got it even harder. Does that mean you're better off? So does the Shaila Mishavur, it brings up a Chalikas HaPaskim. Yesh Deis B'Paskim, we'll start Mamish on the top of the page. Yesh Oimrim, Dikim Shalabalam HaPesat, Yesh Deis. Because for him it's hard, lower, and vertically and horizontally. Shenemuchim Asura V'Gamul L'Gamot V'Lachim. Im Kein, Tashan Achaz Nereis, Reis Lehem. So for the bottom ones it's only hard once, above, so you should give it to them. Or no, the man, you both got it hard. What's the difference? V'Yesh Oimrim, Shkim Shalachot Tsunami G'Lachot Tsunami G'Lachot Tsunami G'Lachot Tsunami G'Lachot Tsunami G'Lachot Tsunami G'Lachot. Now a new thing. Boil Shabachotza. Shall Bnea Mafeset, Ubnea Chotza Beshutvus. So we have a boil which is, here we're talking about, instead of our Omud that we had before, Omud is, here's the Mafeset and here's the Chotza, and there's Omud in between. So we have all the Shiurim differences. The Omud is solid, and we want to use the top of the Omud. Instead of this being an Omud, it's a boil. And it's got a big loch. And there's water at the bottom. Now, for these people, we understand it's hard. It's 10 tefachim high. So obviously you have to go right up and down. 10 tefachim high makes things hard. For these people, it's also hard, because you have to go down. Yeah, it might be, the top of the boil might be 5 tefachim from them. But the water is lower. So for both of them it's hard. There it's hard because they have to go over the 10 tefachim. Them it's hard because they have to go down 10 tefachim until they get to the water. So you've got the same problem, Shneim.
Yeah.
What happens if the water's level on the top now? So they've got the 10 tefachim, but they've only got 5 tefachim. The chayra, top one. Is the agzeira? Yeah, now the water's over there. After they've taken 5 buckets, it'll be lower, so they can't even take now. Boy, shevachotze, shel b'nei ma'afeses. Where the zayins? Shem b'nei achotze b'shut, because it belongs to both. U'makifose chulye gvoya asor tefachim. U'smucha lema'afeses b'soy chabot tefachim. You can't take out a bucket and take water and take the oil with the dli that comes from the house or take the water back into the houses. You can't. So the first case is that both have to go either up 10 or down 10. No, he's just telling you it's within 4 tefachim, because otherwise anyway it's a problem for them. That's where the boat is, under the boat. Yeah? Because we had yesterday, if it's more than 4 tefachim away, then anyway they've got it hard. Yeah? Now, fair enough, even if it's within 4, still a problem. Now, fair enough, now they've got it within 10, the water. And the bottom ones have to go high 10 and the top ones don't. It's still awesome. Because by the time the water gets a bit lower, they'll both have a distance of 10. Aval. Im hoya aboy mole bedova she'en nitl b'shabbos. It's like a bowl, but it's full of something which isn't water. The lower part of it that is full, it's, let's say the bowl is taka 10 high, and it's 8 full with
stones.
And they want to use that on top of it for some reason. So they have to go over the lip of 10 to get to it. But they don't. They only have to go down 6, let's say. Aber immer aber immer der schön beschabs hay kommen und ich tell. So you look at the top of it kommen und ich tell. Gewoi as soll mir hat, says part 10 von mir hat. So wir soll mal fest. Das mail it's okay because nobody's bishle me water this exile because you'll take water until you're down. But here you're not going to take us mukta. So is never says it. Schein wir schnell aber zu und ich stammschal gab, so be allowed to use it. Good. Sif Gimel. Still on the same case, go back to the Amudim, which were belonging to both and made problems. Zog the Rambam, Hoyse Matseva, Albo Tfuchim Libifnea Malfeses, Eina Malfeses, Oiseres, Abnea, Chotzesh, Einechlikamem. So the Rambam is based on a Gemara, some say the Gemara say, okay, it doesn't make any difference. Shabnoch state that if we have this the thing over here, and here are the Malfeses, and we always said, you can go there, let's say it's eight from there, and eight from there, both also. So they built a little wall for Tfochim High. So there's a rav from later in Shulchan Aruch, when you build a wall for Tfochim High, it's not to be built, whatever, what piece of strong plastic there, you've shown your Masala Katsumai. Okay, why shouldn't we both have it and nobody can use it? You have it. How do you show that you have it? It belongs to both. But the Kuvat Shabbos, L'chayla, you've put this there. It doesn't have a proper shear like a mechitza of 10. It's a special din. Dako it's called. It doesn't say the word here. But you see later, if you build a dako, you've shown that you have taken away your rights to it. Legaba Shabbos at least. The Bis Yosef, he brings in Shatzi and Yudav, says the dako has to be 10 tefachim. But the Masa, we take on it doesn't. That's just four tefachim. How is this statement going to work? Begoyva shalei. You gimel. Ain't no better. Yisrael mafila tel v'om das muchel abetuch abotvom begoyva asur tefachim kibush also hefzik lefnei amelfeses gulu dat v'sul kasem lechotza and meila they can the lower ones are allowed to use it. Siv dalet zizim hayoytzim me'aksolim. So zizim hayoytzim me'aksolim would get a din that wherever they're close to the chotza, that means you've got a wall between. The Mephesis is built on a solid wall. Yesterday we made it with pillars. Let's imagine it's built on a solid wall. And in the wall, there's little things coming out which are useful to put things on.
Pegs.
Or more like little shelves. Shelves.
Ledges.
That's the good word. Yeah, ledges. So the shal is now, who do they belong to? So it's a mamash replica of the dinim we've learned till now. If they are both easy to get to, then also for both. One hard, one easy, it belongs to the one hard. Here, Be'emes, the Mechaber talks about that the whole wall is, let's say, 25 tefachim high. If so, is even simpler. The bottom 10 tefachim go straight to the chotzer. The top 10 tefachim go straight to the people on the Mefeset. The middle 5 are also for both. Zizim ayotzim maksolim kol shele matzim asor tvochem azeh nechshe me'achotze ubnei achotze mishtamshim boi. Because shu b'toich asor tvochem elyoinim asmuchim la'aliyah anshi aliyah mishtamshim boi. The higher 10 belong to the higher 10. Vanisha, this 5, we said it's 25. So you got 5 extra. Vanisha bein asor tvochem ha'atoi atzkez asor tvochem bein zizim ayotzim shneim asurim boi. Ve'im mishtamshim bekeim shosim batzim elken uvu. Zizim ayotzim yudale gamza asiv ma'ashe b'nei achotzim la'aliyah uvu kolecha la'atzim. Because of course if they make an eruv together, they save all these problems. But they have extra eruvin. Vazizim oyushayochem lebnei achotze valiyah b'shutves. V'gam ma'ayush hazizim oyuchavim abotfochem di'ilavochem mokum to. But lo loch, if they're mokum to, you can do what you want. But they're not. So they are dalatfochem, which gives them a shem mokum. V'anisha ma'ayri, we're talking about shayyosim esrim tfochem aliyah l'kar kachotze. So you got a bottom 10 and top 10 and in between. V'hu adin, shayyosim esrim tfochem, if they're less than 20 tfochem, so wherever it is, if let's say it's 16, so the bottom 10 will belong to, no, if it's 16, so then the bottom 3 will belong to the bottom one. The top 3 will belong to the top one. The middle 10 belong to both, so you've got problems there. Yeah? Simon Sheen Einwolf. So you have a boy, so we've got two chatzeiros, one here and one here, and between them we have a boy. Now, each chotzer is ma'arev la'atzmoy, so each chotzer cannot take anything from that chotzer into his house. So any water which is in the Yadam's chotzer, he can't take to his house. Any dli, any bucket which is in his house, which he brings out to take water, he can't take into Yanam's chotzer. Now this boy belongs to both though. All we they both take from it. But they have lots with they have lots way. There's a wall that's going across, maybe, even if there's a wall going across and the and under the wall there's a hole where the boy is. Yeah? So we pass the police to know him. We say that that wall doesn't help you anything. That wall is above ground, and that wall wasn't made specially for the water. It's garnished, even if there is a wall.
Static so, water.
Well,
the water static.
The water is static above, below ground.
I'm saying it's not right if it's running water.
So. Running water is even more problems maybe. Yeah, the problem of the running water would be come from outside. The problem here is not outside. The problem is the eruv problem because. Because the problem is, this is Oshus, this is Oshus, which belongs to both. So it's like a wall, the top of a wall, which is Dalat Tochen, which belongs to both, nobody can take from it.
It's because of a continuous wall?
Even if, don't do that, I just said even if there's a wall. There could be a wall and a break in the wall where the boy is as well. Makes no difference. I said even
well,
if there's...
Wall, if you make a separate...
Separate wall, without wait. If there is, a, I said even if there's a wall going across the top, which is the natural wall of the thing, it also doesn't help you. Added that in because the one Tana says it does. Well, that's not dafka what we're talking about. We could have a wall till there, a boy, big boy. So you're still not allowed to take from your boy, which is over here. They can't take from this boy. Why? Because this water, there's two reasons. Either because the Dali will go over, you're not so careful, and the Dali will just go over to Yanam, and then you're taking from there. Or because that water's come from there on Shabbos. Two reasons. Well, it's because Agriba Maya, the water's mixing. I don't know exactly what the longest is. Is it because you're taking water from there or your dli will go there? But for both problems, the answer is to build a special mechitza on top, which is either on top or underneath, makes a difference, 10 tefachim high, specially made for the water, with a tefach of it in the water, a 9 above, or 9 below and a tefach above, or anything else. As long as there's a tefach in or a tefach out. That you need. A tefach below and a tefach above. The other 9 can be either below or wherever you want. So you can have 5, 5, you know, you want. That's the etzah. Why? Because then you say you're taking your water and he's taking his water. Even though it's mixing, oh, that's a kulam. We allow that. Zogdev mechaber sifale boyshe ben shlechatzeus vein benayim pesach oichalon shiuchlo la'arev. Either they can't make an erev because there's no opening. There is, but they're not interested to make it over. So the boy belongs to both, and they can't aim a malim many b'shatz. But that's not good enough. Because you have to show, as we said before, there's a wall there anyway, maybe. It's not good enough. You have to show that the wall is made for the water. How do you show? Either tefach mechitza is in the water, or the... Even though it's on the floor, so she had tefach yotze mimena lemalim in amayim. Kdesh nikeres, vushu zem, vushu zem. So the Mishabur. Vein beinem vitzalei mishabekoyis, la mafzik bein achatzeiru, so yomena gababur, ein pesach vichaloin. So you can't make a eruv. Or you can and you didn't. Ein memalim, shari kolach memalim, vushu zchavei, el kenos vichitza so, kdele hafzik bein vushu zem. Even if there is a wall, a moil is a cloud. To be on dafka, she has sura shemkach, and the toich oigin aboy has to make for it, and it has to be partly within the confines of the boy. The toich she, ad she, nika hefse kamachitza, hamachalekto chamayim, apish ene magasa machitza kaka boy, doesn't matter. Because we really it's a machitza tulur, doesn't matter. Kalashikidim imam, lahatsi machitza gazu, to be in on rakshul, you couldn't have leave a headdi lechele kaveru. You should never see your dli going next door. Tefach men machitza, the kolshkene machitza lemata, machitza lemata, the half off is also good. Hamachitza kulan, shall saw it, tochum rana filoisa, urucha, yoisa, magasa, kaka, boy, and even if it's the boy is 20 tochum deep, and you made a machitza 19, 20 tochum deep, it's still no good unless the tefach sticks out. So gankan heke hefsuk memale. Zayin. Nikeres. So the Machaber weiter. Kdeshi Nikeres. Mishuze. Oh, so the Nikeres. Hahefush. Bizarre. Tefel levad. Zayt shleichat liyushus chaveru. You can tell, and you'll be careful not to put your dli by it. V'chein. So the Machaber weiter. Second to the bottom line. V'chein. If also al pi haboyu koyre rechova arbol tvochem. So you put across the boy, you put as a wood, and the wood is 4 tvochem wide. Now we have a cloud that you always when we have a house. And this, let's say this house, we want to carry here, and this whole side is not here, imagine, we can say, P'tikri over soysim. So we look here, P'tikri, it's got P, it's 4 tvachim long, P'tikri, yoyed v'soysim. So this, which is on top of the bow, we also say pitikuyovisoisum. That's interesting. And there's a glowing column in the sun. I don't know why nobody brings it clear. I'm over here, you're over here. So where's the pitikuyovisoisum for you? Me and you. For the white to the brown. So the white over here, where's his pitikuyovisoisum? Which side? This side. That's what you said. This side. Let's look at the house again. Let's think. If you want a pitikuyovisoisum for this house, yeah? So where's my pitikuyovisoisum? Where's my tikva? I want this house. This house has only got three walls. I need a wall on the full side. One side, you say pitikuyovisoisum. So we're in the house, we look up at the house, and we say, this house, here's my talut for him, pitikuyovisoisum, for here. So let's do it here again. We're over here, and this white wants a pitikva to make him carry in this boy underneath here. So he looks up, and he sees a four tefachim there. So he says, okay, very good, I've got a wall over there. The brown one does the same thing. He looks up, and he sees a wall over there, and he makes pitikuyovisoisum over there. So he's still left with this belonging to both. That's a kula. Kala shakir of a mind, that doesn't matter. It's a shame called the sun. Yeah, because really, you must understand.
Yeah.
You still made that each one of them is sharing the boy. All you've done is brought machitza there. Because the ik is now, you go machitza not to go further. Because this boy could be so wide. And once you're ready, not going to go over there, you've got a hecker not to go further than there. And your string is usually, or your dli is not more than four tefachim, so you'll hold your string over here with your bow. You'll not let it go further than here. This part,
how
make.
Is the bow is less than that total?
It's also good. Because it's within. It's good. Also it needs kedele hatze, because there's a lot of colours involved here. It's not a normal pitikra. It's very unclear. I'm repeating to you, restating Kol Minasam. That's the way it works. Yeah, that the middle still remains everybody's land. So that means you might be doing from a rishus meshutefes. That's okay. We allow you now. But rishus chaveiroi mamash v'shishuri chachomim she'ein deli ma'alach yosem abo tefochim v'im kein lo yachzim ma'am mitzal aboi shibushus chaveiroi. Because really, if there wouldn't be a wall there, when you put your thing and you go just over, you're already taking rishus chaveiroi, because that wall, the long wall, is l'chora oimed meruba, and everything there belongs to Yenna. So all this water is Mamash Yenna's. So you're not going to do anymore. You're not going to take from Mamash Yenna. You're going to take from under here, which is Shutefes, which is okay. No, I said at the beginning, maybe wrong. I said at the beginning that the water, it depends. The mixing water, I said at the beginning that this water has got a problem because you're taking, because it belongs to both. It belongs to both when it keeps mixing, Mashkim. But Magdali will go over Mamash into Yenna's Ushus. Because that, there's still a Machitza and Merub on both sides. So it's going into Yanam's Rishus. Now it won't go into Yanam's Rishus. It'll only go into this Rishus Mishutefes. So the Kalman Sanna says it's all right, because a Pitikra on this side and Pitikra on that side has made a new Rishus of both. The kind and looks as I did, which is why that's why I won't go into Yanam's Rishus. That doesn't matter. I'm just explaining why is it shom rishus shleitzes on both of them, because each one has the pitikra on the further side. Zok the remor hagov dafke in bole malis became shal bais. I became shal chotzer lebin shim tikka do chazei shosachs gelas shemaves. This is only because I want to take a deli out of the house, or I want to bring the water into the house. If I'm happy to take the water only into my garden with a bucket that's in my garden, there's no problem, because chateiros gagas boilers all shosachas lebin shim tikka kopnos lahan samayin de bais lebin shim tikka do leu shechesya.